Welcome to the Intentional Artistry Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Stillwell, and I help hairstylists find their confidence behind the chair in the beauty industry through mentorship, breaking through limiting beliefs, and helping to develop skills that will help hairstylists to be able to achieve their definition of success. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's get started. Welcome to the podcast. So glad you are back and checking out this week's episode. If you are new for the first time, thanks for taking the time out of your day and listening to this. I hope that it resonates with you and it provides really great information, but also that you can connect with it. And my goal is if I can help one person, that makes me so happy. And I feel like a job well done when someone's like, oh, yes, thank you. Because, you know, sometimes if you are doing something new, there can be some anxiety and frustration and nervousness and like what ifs, and you have so many questions in your brain. And so the purpose of this podcast and what I do as well is just to help kind of give you a new perspective or to say, hey, this is what I did. You know, maybe you can take the same, you know, key takeaways, or maybe you are like, oh, maybe I'll change this up for myself and do what feels good for me. And that is awesome. In today's episode, we're going to be talking all about booth rental and kind of some things to kind of get you started and maybe hopefully try to answer some of your questions that you might have like in the very beginning and kind of some checklist of what you would need. Let's talk about licensing first. With your cosmetology license, you have that, which you've already established, right? So all you have to do is just maintain it before it expires. So you need to make sure you have that. You need to make sure that you have either a city license or a county license. And that is where your business will be located in the salon, because so the salon will have a license, right, to operate, as well as the salon will have a city license. And whoever owns that, that's what they're responsible for. But because you are your own business, you will also need your own city or county license. You just have to kind of figure out what are the requirements in your state and in your county or in your city, and then go from there. The next thing that we'll talk about is to think about the color line that you want to have behind the chair. Now, this could be super easy because if you already have an established clientele and you've already been doing hair, you probably have your favorite color line already. And I'll tell you, you don't have to have everything in the color line, right? You don't have to purchase at all in your inventory. You can, of course, but if you're just starting out and you're like, I just don't need this, or I don't need that, or I really want to focus on this, then that's perfect. Take into account what kind of services that you are already providing for your clients. Or if you are just jumping out and you are new in your community and you're like, I've got this, I'll, you know, make it on my own and I'll attract who I need to attract, but I'm still having a hard time, like maybe that's what you're asking yourself, then what I want you to do is think about the services that you actually love and that you are wanting to promote. Some ideas for this are, do you have a specialty? Are you a blonding specialist? Are you a color specialist? Do you like to do color corrections? Are you someone who loves to do fashion colors? Or if you do all the services like I just mentioned and more, then that is something that you're also going to want to think about. But the main thing that I'm trying to, like the main key takeaway that I want to help you with is to think about what you're normally doing or like what you've done in the past and what kind of colors and tones and levels that you've normally pulled from. and stock your kit that way, like stock your inventory that way first. And if you are still like, I don't know what I need to do, well, then maybe while you're just starting out, reaching out to your clients and being like, hey, you know, I saw that we have an appointment for color. What are you thinking? That way, say you don't have a red, or you don't have a red violet, or you don't have, you know, this color and this level, then you can talk about it and kind of get like a heads up. Like you could have a digital consultation form, or you could reach out and say, hey, you know, like what I said just a minute ago is like, hey, I saw that you are thinking about this. I kind of wanted to see if you had any inspiration pictures. That way you can kind of say, okay, I can match up whatever we're thinking about, and I can create a formula before and just make sure I have what I need in my inventory before the client comes in. Now, what I want to talk to you about is also with color is that there are a couple options for you. So like what we had just talked about, you can kind of think about what you've done in the past, what you are trying to attract in. So if you are a blonding specialist, then that's probably what you're going to be doing. If you are a lived-in color, then you kind of know what kind of colors you're attracting. If you're a fashion colorist, then you know what I mean? Like, think about it in those kind of ways, like what you would need, like just across the board in all areas, right? Especially with color. But if that all overwhelms you, then there is also another option. And that's what I want to talk to you about now, is that majority of the time, your distribution centers, like your Salon Centrics, your Cosmoprofs, places like that, who sell to and service professional beauty professionals with a license, brands will normally have color line kits. And they can have it in a large kit or a small kit. And then you don't, unfortunately, get to pick your colors. They already come pre-selected for you. But at least they're in a pretty good, like, different categories where you can kind of get the basis of the colors. Now, that's why I said earlier is to really kind of think about what you use and what you gravitate towards, because there is a good chance that you won't use those colors often. Therefore, they might sit on your shelf a little bit more. I'm not saying that you'll never use those colors, because maybe you will. It's always good to have things where you can neutralize if you have to, or if you can play with those colors if you need to. If a client's like, hey, do whatever you want to do, you know, that might be fun. But just to have like a logical kind of thinking process with that, sometimes the colors are kind of a hit or miss. What I'm saying is, like, you have no control of, this is the colors that I want, and this is the only, like, the levels in these colors are what I want. But it is a really good option if you are just like, I don't care, I just need a color line. Yep, looks good. I just want a little bit of everything, and then I'll figure it out from there. That's a good option for you. That is also in product lines. Oh, and one more thing that I will say about color lines and product lines is, say you had a bunch of color, or you had, I don't think they do this for product. It's been a while since I used to work for a corporate company for the professional beauty industry, for the distribution. But I know that they've done this before for color lines. Just double check this information with your salon consultant or with the store itself. But they might even swap lines for you completely. Like, they'll take the whatever you have in stock, and then they will replace it with whatever size kind of retail or product line or color line that will work for you. But I haven't, like I said, I haven't been in that business for several years. And I was in that kind of corporate company before COVID even happened. So things during that time shifted a lot. So it might have shifted as well, but due diligence and just double check that information, because I don't want you to be like, well, the girl that I listened to on the podcast said this. Okay, so this was just information that I had when I was a salon consultant, and it was a really cool option for stylists and salon owners at the time. And I know that we're probably just gearing up to be a booth runner and to being able to do your inventory, but on just the slightest chance, if you're a salon owner or you are listening to this and you're like, oh, hey, we've been thinking about doing this color line swap or whatever, there's your options, okay? So onto the product line. That is similar for this, for there's product kits for some brands too, and they have large kits and then small kits as well. Or you might just be like, well, you know, I love a bunch of different products from different lines. Well, that's cool too. Now, depending on how large your booth rental business is, or if you are starting up a salon, I want to talk about products and retail for a minute, because sometimes this is a really good opportunity to be able to prescribe things that customers might need and give them a customized kind of experience, like, hey, this is what we've used on your hair today. This is how you use it. This is why I used it. And you can also take these products, use them at home like I've prescribed to you, and you can get, you know, a similar look. And with product lines, you can mix and match if you want to, or you can kind of do like a little tiered kind of system. So what I mean by tiered is having a lower cost, a mid cost, and a higher or a luxury cost. And you can get different product lines to fit those kind of categories. And so that you can kind of have a diversity in your products, so that whatever customer comes in, they can find something that could fit their needs or their budget and still have a really good professional product line that they can take home with them. Now, that is not mandatory, but it's just an option to think about, kind of saying, okay, this is what I want to do. Or you can literally just put up like two or three products of some like really great things. But I urge you, and I really, really hope that you can think about this, use the products that you use, sell those products. Like, don't just buy a color line or a product line that you're just like, oh, that might be fun, and like you never use it, or you don't like it, or you hate it, or you're just like, oh, that crap doesn't work. Make sure you're selling what you are using behind the chair and that you love. Okay, because it'll be so much easier to talk about something that you love and show the client how to use it if you were like, I'm all in for this, I love it, and here's why. Because if you just have some random like knick-knacky products or things that you're just like, oh, maybe this will sell, maybe I'll get a few dollars off this, it will probably just stand on the shelf because there's no passion behind it, right? There's no like excitement behind it. There's no like, this is my tried and true kind of product, you know, not an ad kind of thing, but like, hey, if someone wants to sponsor me, like, I really love this product. I'm just, you know, throwing that out just for fun, but for real, like, I'm being serious on that. So think about that. The next thing that we'll talk about is to have a contract in place with the salon owner or with wherever you are renting your booth from, and making sure that you know the terms and the conditions and just having everything written in place helps you and the salon owner or your landlord or whoever it is, just to make sure that everything is good and kosher and you're set, they're set. Now with contracts, I'm not a lawyer, so I won't ever give you legal advice. Go talk to a lawyer about this. But just to make sure that you have your butt covered, The next thing is to make sure that you can have your first month's rent, because you'll probably have to put a deposit down, maybe. It kind of depends on like where you're at, but to make sure that you have that before you go step in, that's great too. Also, a note that you don't have to do this, but I think about like all the Dave Ramseys out there. Well, we know that there's only one Dave Ramsey out there, but I just have his voice in my brain right now. I don't know why, because it's so funny because I didn't follow this, but I literally just trusted and just had faith that God would provide, and he did. And so I'm so very grateful for that. So if you are in the same boat and you believe that God's going to provide for you, then listen to him, you know? But it doesn't hurt to have some money saved. Like if you've been working behind the chair for a long period of time and you're like, hey, I've got this, and I have got like several months or at least 3 to 6 months of rent like stocked, so that, you know, if I am new or if I've lost clients who aren't coming from the previous salon to this salon, you at least have some wiggle room, right? And you're not so stressed about, oh my gosh, I've got to make this. But like I said, if God's in control, and if he's called you to do this, then he will provide. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is your POS system and your booking system. Now, you can literally be super old-fashioned and be like, look, I've done pencil and a scheduler for years. They just call me or text me, email me, and that's great. Or they'll just walk in and we'll just do the appointment that way. Or what you can do is have an online booking system like a Square or Vagaro or Glass Genius or something like that, where people can get online or book their own appointments or text you or call you or have some kind of system where they can book their appointments, and then they can get reminders or fun little specials or promos or, you know, emails to just kind of keep them into the loop, or text notifications. Plus, it'll make checkout easier for you because you'll have it all set up and ready to go, and then you can accept cash, cards, checks if you want to. You have your Apple Pay, things like that. Now, what I will talk about this real quick, and remember, I'm not legal advice, I'm not a CPA, so follow this up with whoever you need to. If you do any kind of Cash App or Venmo, I would make sure that it's up to the standards, what the state and like taxes and everything, like dive into that. Personally, I have steered away from that just based on the changes over the years that it has made. And I just didn't want any kind of sticky situation or whatever. That was a few years ago for me, but I have just tended to stick with Square the most. And I've also done Vagaro. But use your own judgment, do your due diligence for that, right? Make sure that it fits for you and your needs, and you know all the things before you're like, yes, this is what I want to do. The next thing is I want to talk about is social media, your kind of marketing, things like that. You know, you'll have your own phone number. You do a lot of write-offs. You can make sure that your vibe in your salon is great and your area is great. You can kind of decorate how you want to. Some really fun things to think about is like Pinterest kind of things, or you could even like hire like an interior designer to help you. But really kind of feel like, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want my chair to look like. This is what I want my stations to look like. I will say this, that there's so many great businesses out there that can help with that. Like there's equipment and salon consultants for that end, like how to help you kind of set up and design your salon or your salon suite. If you need to check that out, do it. Or maybe you're just like, no, I know exactly how I'd want the salon to look. like and feel like, and I would want to like offer these beverages or these snacks, you know, things like that. So have fun with it. Another couple things that I'll say is that the best thing to think about is also if you are coming into a space where you're like your chair, your mirror, your lighting, your station, like all this kind of stuff is not provided for you. If like you have a clean blank canvas with it, then I would think about chairs, how many chairs you want, how many mirrors you want. The lighting is really important. Like if you have a lot of natural lighting, then that's awesome. Or if you're going to need to put in lighting or tracks or something like that, think about that. And also if you need a dryer or a processor, that's a really good option, is having a processor just in case you need like a little heat here or there, you have that. And to have a place for either a cabinet or a little cute place for your towels that are closed and that follow state board's regulations, and having your color inventory on. Like I use the bookshelf, and then I had a shelving system in my color area, and I was able to just kind of set everything up in that kind of way. Capes, make sure you have capes and towels, and your sanitation, whatever state board's guidelines on that, making sure that you have, like for state of Georgia, bins, like enclosed bins that have sanitized on it or unsanitized. Those are really important to kind of think through that, how your system's going to go, how the flow of the place is going to go. And you don't have to just make sure it's like completely solid before you open. I promise you, when you either do a test on your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mom or your dad or whoever, you know, or maybe even just your first client, you will get a good feel of like, okay, I need to adjust this here. I need to do this. I need to pull this closer. I need to push this farther away. Like you will figure it out. And so don't worry about all that, but just the best thing is that figuring things out is by getting started. And action brings clarity. And it is so true in this concept. It is so true. And just to step out in faith and say, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I'm going to meet people, or I'm going to keep loving and nurturing the people that I've got. And I'm going to build really great relationships. And I'm going to do incredible hair at a level and a service that is like super good to them. And it feels really good to me. And then go for it. And don't forget to make sure that you take your own taxes out and you set it aside, and that you also make a separate business account for your salon or your booth rental business, because you want to keep that separate. Now, remember, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a lawyer, but this is just what I have been doing, and it has been really good. So, like for an example, for your business account, you can have a checking account and you can have a savings account. And what I do is I run my POS system through, so it deposits into the checking account, and then either every week or every day, no, probably not every day, because sometimes, you know, banking apps have transfer. You can only transfer like every so often within that month. So I'll at least do it by like week or every couple weeks, or at least like when the month is over, whatever feels best to you. And I will take my earnings and then I'll multiply it by 30 or 35% or 40% and take those taxes out, and I'll put it into the savings account, and I'll do that all year long. Pay in that. It's there and it's reserved for that. And that has that's just like an easy way for my brain to say, okay, I can't touch this money, but I can touch this money if I need to. And this is what I have that I can actually run my business, or I could do ads or pay ads, or I can buy this new thing, or I can buy inventory, or I can invest into education, or whatever the case may be, or I can pay myself out of that. That's really important to think about. That is all I have for you today. I hope this has helped you and has given you some confidence and some things to really think about so that you can launch your own business. And by the way, congratulations. You're going to kill it. You're going to do amazing. And you just never know what this will do for you and what it'll bring and the lessons that you're going to learn along the way, the fun that you'll have, you know, and all the moments in between. And just remember that on days that you feel like you want to just quit, I'm sure you've already felt like those because, I mean, come on, that's just life. And you can feel like that with being a commission stylist. Just know that it's just a day, right? Or it's just a season, and that too shall pass. And you just never know what it's going to do when you just say, okay, let's do it. So, with that being said, you got this. And if you need any more support, feel free to message me on Instagram @LarStillwell. And I'll see you next week. Bye.